Talking now with Crystal Brooke. She is the vice president and a junior for the Norburn FFA chapter. Now, how long have you been involved with FFA, Crystal?
I've been involved in FFA since junior high, so like 6 years.
Definitely a while. And what drove you to join FFA?
Both of my brothers were in FFA, and my father was in FFA.
Have you been to any conventions in the time that you've been in FFA?
Yes, I've been to national convention that in both Indianapolis and in Kentucky, and then I've been to state convention as a delegate.
Now, we also talked beforehand about your SAE project. Could you tell us about that?
Well, I raise chickens and sell chicken eggs.
The money you get from that, what do you do with that?
I use it to help buy feed and other stuff that I need to take care of my chickens, like heat lamps and stuff like that.
Do you plan to choose agriculture as a career after high school?
I thought about it, but I decided to go with another area.
That's okay. And what college do you plan to attend if after high school?
Still deciding that at the moment.
Yeah, it's a hard decision. I have to agree with you on that. Now, in the time that you've been in FFA, what have you learned? What has the FFA brought to you that's helped you in your life?
I've definitely learned a lot of leadership skills, and I've really learned just how to be myself more around other people.
Advice for kids your age getting into the FFA, what could you tell them as they're going into the FFA?
Just to not be afraid to try something different. It's a huge experience. It's an amazing experience to really meet other people and learn more about yourself and learn how to be a better person and a better member of the community.
After high school, are you still planning on being in FFA?
Yes, and hopefully if I have kids one day, I'll definitely motivate them to try FFA, too.
All right, well, again, thanks for your time, and I really congratulate you on what you've done, and hope that you do continue.
Thank you so much.